Blog Talk Radio.
My first memory to go Martin was the sight of you, sunlight streaming over your.
Hey, welcome to F the Fear, Mastering Life Simplicity. I'm winging it alone this evening. Everybody bailed on me. I lost my co-host tonight. Lost Josue out of the studio. We're just kind of going to put up with me for a little while. I don't know if we'll go a half hour here or not. But just kind of wanted to talk about fear and music. Our company, F the Fear, is currently producing a couple songs with the Queen of Indian Pop out of India. We're hoping to get those out to you in the next couple months. Pretty exciting as we're rebuilding her career. Josue's in the studios. They're getting ready to go on tour and release several albums. But our whole show has always been about mastering life simplicity. We were hoping to have, again, Josue in here. And our co-host, Luis, who isn't on at this moment, hopefully he'll make it in out here in Colorado. We had about a foot and a half, 2 feet of snow and blizzard. Everything was shut down. So we know that a lot of people are kind of stranded out here. So if you are on, you will get to listen to me. And also, just for those of you that are interested, we always used to do and will do as we continue. Holiday of the day, everybody's out there posting puppies. So on March 23rd is always National Chip and Dip Day. So I'm sure many Coloradoans sitting in the house today, snowed in, we're eating their chips and dip, hopefully. I know we don't have March Madness on today. I think that all begins again tomorrow. And so everybody will be there eating their chips and dips tomorrow. But anyway, thanks for joining us. Tonight's topic is fear and music. We're looking at music, especially how people have looked at music in a lot of negative connotations throughout the centuries, throughout the existence of music, and us humans who tend to overcomplicate everything and create this world that, you know, the minute there's something new, you know, we like it, we don't like it, we fear it's going to cause some problems. You know, we put up here on tonight, fear and the association with change in music. You know, we can look back with, as we put up, you know, Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis and how, you know, it was going to be dangerous and lewd. And then the first thing that comes up is fear. And if you look at the history and go through the times of that time, you're going to see the word fear throughout these historical notations of that time. The fear that the younger generation would begin to rebel and they'd have all these issues. And then we get into rap music and of course, hip-hop music. And I came across in some research recently where there's this fear that hip-hop is damaging the moral fiber of the youth. And, you know, and increasing adolescent violence. And I think, you know, we got to look at is that when we create these fears, what we do is we embed in the people around us this idea and this perception, which becomes a reality that this fear is real. And so what we tend to do is to go and create these fears and these issues in other people by creating the fear itself. So if we were to have the music come out and say, wow, this is great music. I mean, listen to the beat, you know, and they're trying to promote a message or what have you, and look at it from that standpoint, instead what we begin to do is say, oh, it's going to cause these issues. It's going to do that. So what do? We create those issues. We put something in someone's mind and we have them believe it. And so what we want to talk about is, are these fears appropriate? Have they been blown out of proportion? Is there moral panic? We tend to take a look at the way expression of music is, no matter what form it is, it's a way for someone or individuals to express their feeling. Maybe they have anger. Maybe they want to see change. And we know that change is something that is really holds everyone back. Change is something that brings a lot of fear about individuals. You know, we get comfortable, and then all of a sudden there's something new, and it's going to do this, and it's going to do that. So that's kind of where we were going to go tonight. We were hoping to have Sway in the studio with us. We were hoping to have Luis on, get some really fresh perspectives for you, especially since Josue and who he works with is all in the rap music. And again, wish I could get that info out to you on the tour, the release of some new music that's coming out. But without them here, I can't do that. So that's kind of where we wanted to go. And, you know, kind of a big question for you. There's a lot of people out there that are aspiring musicians and a lot of individuals that have gone on to, you know, attempt to get on, let's say, one of these shows. And a very good friend, she works for our business, Karina, had been and gone in and tried out for So You Think You Can Dance. And I know it's not music, but the same concept of all these shows. And, you know, I was hoping maybe she'd come out tonight as well. She was thinking about it. But again, everybody's kind of snowed in. But with her experience, it was an opportunity because, you know, she can dance. She does dance. But then to get into that competition and to see how it goes, you know, it can take and break a lot of people, create fear when they see the talent around them, and maybe they don't succeed. So what do? They give up and give up on that dream. My business partner and I, as we're developing and helping individuals, you know, achieve those careers they seek, you know, the one thing we're always looking for is who can we help? And as we're producing and having these short album produced by someone who is very famous in her part of the world and around the world, and who just sang to 65,000 people last fall in Wembley Stadium, you know, helping her reignite and redesign her career. You know, careers are going to go up, they're going to go down, especially in the music business. And you'll see a lot of artists have to recreate and rechange. But it's overcoming that fear of failure, and even sometimes the fear of success. So there's probably many of you out there that are out there trying to find that music career, trying to break in the industry. That's kind of what we want to do, is kind of build that opportunity for these people to not have to go and try out for these shows. And, you know, just like any other big thing, only one, two people actually make it and make it through. But, and then, you know, others are sitting there feeling like, I don't have talent. Well, maybe we can create that connection, that network that helps somebody really find what it is they're looking for in their career and overcoming the fear. And we build the tools. Luis and Karina are working on an idea. We want to do an After Fear music event starting in Colorado and hit every state. The whole focus of that is to help people overcome fear in anything in life. You know, there's a lot of fear right now with the presidential elections, a lot of fear built around what could be, what might be. You know, we see a lot of things being spiked and talked about, a lot of racism, a lot of things that are occurring. Well, what can we do to overcome that fear and not make it a reality? Because, see, when we have fear, and especially when we start to use our music and we can generate more fear, and then we can create moral panic. And even though we may want to express ourselves in our music, sometimes it can do the opposite of what we want it to do. And it can help continue to grow that division amongst people who normally aren't getting along. So that's kind of where we were at. What we are going to do is be coming back to you hopefully in a week. We'll try to get some people in from the studio. You know, I've worked with some producers within television and some other areas, getting them in to talk to you, There's an actress that I'd like to get on so she can talk about those of you how to carry yourself, aspire to work through the fear of taking on that career. For those of you that are listening, because we're talking about the moral fiber or fabric of this world and this country, I guess, we're looking at music. You know, I want you to think back and look at the history. And when we look at, you know, here came Elvis and where we went with that, what did happen? Did the moral fiber or whatever they were fearing at the time change in the youth? Was the violence, or was there an increase in violence because of that music? A lot of times we see gang violence. A lot of people associate that with rap. And then you got another group that associates that with what? Video games. Unfortunately, a lot of that gang mentality is created because we've lost the focus within our own families of belonging, and youth and whomever have to find somewhere to belong. And it's not that the music drove them there, or it's not that the video game drove them there. It's that society drove them there. You know, we've lost a lot of connection with each other. We've lost a lot of place for people to feel safe and comfortable. Our other production company, Movie Monster Productions, working with Community of Shadows. We're going to be out filming. We'd love to have some people come in. The whole focus on that, and F the Fear will be part of that project as well, is we're going to go out and film these shadows of communities within communities. You can go to communitiesofshadows.com. You can visit the brand new Facebook page. I think they just started. The thing there is, again, it's with fear. And, you know, again, tonight we're supposed to be talking about music, but what they're finding is fear penetrates everything and all that we do. So jumping back, since I've been on for 13 minutes or whatever, you're probably getting bored with me talking. What we want to do is I want you to think about fear. I want to think what it's driven in your life. If you're an aspiring musician, you're somebody that's lost. You're somebody that's seeking support and help in a way to get through your fears, whether it's in your career, your family, your life, your aspirations, whatever it is. I want you to get a hold of us. You can email us several places. We have four companies currently. The best thing to do is to go to seekbalance.com. That's CEEKBALANCE.com. Seekbalance.com. CEEKBALANCE.com. Go there, fill out the info request, give the information, and then get back to you. You can also email Jeffrey DL at seekbalance.com, JeffreyDL at seekbalance.com. That's really going to help you, really going to move you. Don't worry about thinking you're going to have to pay a lot of money and do a lot of things like that. It's really open. It's helped a lot of people. Great way to go, man. You can go to info at fthefear.com, get a hold of us there. The point is what we want to do. And again, our show was kind of blown because of the snow, but I didn't want to come on and leave you all hanging. If you wanted to listen, if you're podcasting it and you're like, man, this guy should have shut up a while ago, sorry about that. I'm going to be doing a live show this Thursday at 88.5 FM KGNU out of Boulder. It's going to be a live talk show. It's not going to be music. Talking about opportunities for kids this summer to get involved with technology. And there's some documentary films that I have some high school students that are going to be teaching, some other types of courses with film. Got a studio. We've got kids out there doing B-roll. We've got kids producing radio shows. And these kids are way ahead because they've become involved, paying them $10 an hour to get out there and learn the trades, get connected. Let us help you. Join us at fthefear.com. Right now it goes to a Facebook page. The actual website's down. People wanting T-shirts. We had a release of the F the Fear logo T-shirt. people in the weight rooms. We've got all kinds of people wearing those. Again, we're going to try to host some big events to, as a cause to overcome fear. We're looking for musicians. Hanut, my business partner, and I, we're looking for those musicians that really want to be discovered, want a place to learn and grow. Again, connect with us. Thanks for joining me. I apologize for the change in the show. Probably vomited a lot of information on you. But the thing is that we really want you to take on this one life you have, man. And don't let fear and don't let people's perceptions of you hold you back. Don't let music bother you. Utilize music as a way to escape and to explore this world. Don't be afraid of all music, man. It's amazing when you can listen to everything that's out there. Wishing you the best. Down to 14 minutes left of Jabber Rabba Woo. I think I'm going to give it up at this point. But again, I want to thank you for listening. And just know that the way things are going, life will go on. Things always work out, man. Give us a shout. Join us. Look for us here at F the Fear, Mastering Life Simplicity. We'll teach you the simple things in life. We'll teach you how to overcome fear. God bless you. Take care now.